Praise the Lord. First of all, I have to say I would not be here this morning if I hadn't been touched by the hand of God last night. I'll just briefly go into it. I was having trouble with sciatica for a couple weeks. It was getting worse and worse. And then I had an incident where I was pulling a chest, but I couldn't think of it, but it was a chest of ice and stuff from the garage up into the house because our freezer went out. And my leg that was bothering me, I didn't have sense enough to realize as I put weight on it and went to pull it up. It was heavy, but it slid up the steps fine. That was no problem. But me putting that pressure on that leg, it just went through the roof. And dumb me, I went and took the second step, and it was worse. And I hurt my hurt, because I switched legs finally, and it didn't hurt when I did that. But I, all day, day before yesterday and all day yesterday, it kept getting worse to where I could hardly walk across the floor. And I got online, and it was the prayer group, and I mentioned, you know, prayer. I thought, well, you know, I couldn't sit. It hurt so bad. I couldn't stand. I couldn't walk. I was screaming all day yesterday. He heard me yelling. Every time I do something, I'd yell. So it was bad. It was bad. So I did request prayer. And as I went to bed that night, I looked at my bed, and we have those one where you can make the go up and down the back and the front, you know, and I hardly ever use it. And the remote is in another drawer where I haven't touched it, I don't know how long. And I looked at my bed, I thought, who raised the end of my bed? And I was going to get the thing and change it, but I thought, oh, that doesn't matter. And it won't hurt anything. I'm tired, I'm going to go to bed. And so I did. Got in bed and had a good night's sleep. So, all really a blessed night's sleep. Thank you, Jesus. And when I got up the next morning, I thought, oh, I think I feel better. I got up out of bed, started walking, no pain. I thought, oh, Lord. But this is what was the funny, kind of the funny part about it. I said to the Lord, I said, well, you know, that's interesting, because I had raised my, at one time, raised my, because my legs hurt, and I don't know how long ago, raised my legs, bed, end of the bed up, and it had helped me. I didn't think about that, but I said, well, isn't that interesting? This morning I said to the Lord, isn't that interesting that, and, well, I couldn't figure out how it got raised, but I did remember that I had gotten in the drawer and ruffled around, you know, to get something. And I thought, well, that's probably, I must have touched something because it's easy to go up and down. But it was still in the drawer and I hadn't touched it except for that. So that's probably how it happened. But I said to the Lord, isn't that interesting that an accident would help me like that? And I heard this voice and it had a reprimanding sound to it and said, God doesn't make any accidents.
Come on.
And I thought, well, put me in my place, you know. And, but anyway, it was a miracle. That's all I can say, honestly. And I give God thanks and praise, and God bless you all for praying. I appreciate it so much. But I have to just take a minute to say thank you so much for your love and prayers and for my 90th birthday. Wow, 90. It took me a long time to get here. But actually, I feel as officially, I could say I'm an old lady now, 90. I don't know. I always, when I was a kid, I always thought 90. If you made it to 90, you know. But I actually have something to prove it. So, okay. Last night, when I was getting ready for bed, I pulled my tube of moisture cream out, you know, put it, was rubbing it all over my face. And I thought, gee, that feels thicker than usual. So I rubbed my neck. Well, I needed a little more for up here. So I happened to look at it, and it was my Sensodyne toothpaste. I rubbed it off. I thought, oh, my gosh. Well, it took me a while to get that off, believe me. And so I did, and I put it. Well, this morning, the story's not over. This morning, I got brushed my teeth, you know, and I grabbed my toothpaste, and I'd start pouring it out on my toothbrush, and I happened to look at it, and it was my tube of moisturizer. So I feel like I'm 90 years old. But I just want to praise the Lord and thank everybody for their love and prayers.